What is going on, everybody? Rod J back in the house. Welcome back to another podcast. It is Wednesday, May 26th. A few days to the Memorial Day weekend. Looking forward to that, having that extra day off. Always like a three-day weekend. Kick back, relax. New to the show, welcome. Glad to have you aboard. I do this every Wednesday now. I drop one of these episodes. But you can also catch me on the other channels as well, out on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the other social media. You guys know what they are. But YouTube is where I do a lot of the live videos, a lot of the beer reviews, other beer news type items. So feel free to connect with me there for Rod J Beer Ventures. This right here, a little bit more of a bullet point type podcast. Just going to kind of hit on some of the key notes from the past week or so and share that with you guys. And what a week it's been, right? So we've had a lot of stuff happening here again in the beer world. From transgressions that have taken place, you know, I thought tonight, do I even want to go on and do a podcast just because I felt like the last few weeks we've talked about it so much, but then I like spending time with you guys and sharing some of this stuff and talking about the different things in the beer world. So not going to hit heavy on a lot of that, but of course we saw other things take place. Over this last week, we've had some more people stepping down in positions based on things they have done, and I would hope by now that the word is getting around and people are cleaning up their acts. Only time will tell. We know in the past we've had some places that have had issues and hadn't fully really cleaned it up. They kind of kicked it under the rug or tried to kick a can down the road. So we'll see what happens. I feel like this is more of a bigger movement taking place. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But keep your eyes on all of that stuff going forward. I actually saw earlier today one of the companies that was a distribution company, I believe. They actually put out a statement saying they stand behind the stories and everything coming forward and the women that are actually speaking out there. So a lot of people doing stuff, whether a part of it or not, kind of choosing a side of the fence they want to stand on. And the only side of the fence is the right side of the fence. And a lot of us know that this is bad habits, bad situations taking place. If you're in a place and you happen to see that, if possible, I would definitely say try to say something or try to discourage that. A lot of times, us being guys out of places like that, we may have people that we see that may be friends with us or even along those lines that we may not say anything. At a point, we do have a little bit of a responsibility, I would say, in there to try to, you know, pull them back in. But, you know, we're all adults and people should treat everybody with respect and love and not get in these situations. So that's all I'm going to really touch on it for this week. I feel like I've said enough over the last few weeks, although I will tell you, last night I had some other information provided to me from another female contact who's had some issues with another brewery that I didn't expect it to come out of. That's kind of got me feeling in a kind of way as well as how to proceed there, because I've actually gotten to know the other individual, or I thought might be the individual, over the last year or two, and now I'm kind of curious of what's there. Obviously, these things, you try to vet them out as much as possible just to make sure someone may not be setting you up against somebody else. So there's more details that need to be sought out, I should say, but from what I heard, it's just not good. It's just, I don't know. If you have to try to control someone and keep them, then you shouldn't be with them. They're definitely not the right one for you, and you need to put yourself in check. And if you're not taking no from a person, you need to put yourself in check. That being said, we're going to go ahead and spin off into some of the beer news from this past week. So Three Floyds out of Indiana, great little brewery. If you checked out the YouTube channel, I actually did a video about my favorite Three Floyd beers that I have tasted. Now keep in mind, there's other ones I have not tasted yet, like Dark Lord, a few other different things. So not saying they're the best Three Floyd total, just the best three that I had tasted. I had mentioned the Zombie Dust, I mentioned Robert the Bruce, and then I mentioned Sumerian Sabretooth. They were my three. But they have a lot of great beers, the Alpha Claws and some other ones, so check them out. But if you are in Michigan, good news for you, Three Floyds is actually coming to Michigan. So I would kind of think they would have been there before just because they're not really too far from there, but now you're going to see their beers on your shelves. I guess you weren't getting them before, so that would be nice. You have a little zombie dust up there and the other things. Dark Lord is still one I believe you have to go to the brewery. I've never seen it, so I need to go to the brewery at some point. For me, it's a couple hours away. Just haven't made that trek. Don't know why. Just need to take a look and try to get that done and get that off the bucket list. Seltzers. And I know we're a beer show, but we got to talk seltzers, right? Seltzers are on the rise. They're actually gaining more steam behind them. And now they're to the point where they're squeezing off shelf space. They're taking shelf space away from some of the beers because of their popularity. And I've always been one that's definitely been more beer. I'm beer to the core. Didn't really think I would get into any of the seltzers. Well, I really haven't gotten into many of them. I've had some here and there. But I had a couple more recently that I will say they're better than I thought they were going to be. They're better from that initial type passion. On the ones that I really enjoyed a little bit more than your basic type stuff. And I'm not talking about the White Claws and the other ones. I'm talking about like some of the craft distilleries or craft breweries that have actually branched out into it. Carrick and Spirits had a nice one that tasted kind of like a margarita. If you saw that video, I talked about that. And then Braxton Brewing, they have a nice little series here. They're one of our local breweries here in Northern Kentucky. They have a good line of stuff. So not really talking about a lot of the mass ones. The mass ones still aren't really the best for me. I even did the Four Loko. Don't ask why. I just did it. I just did it to try it just because it was there and it was two for a dollar. Two for a dollar. Who could pass that up? So I'm not saying I fully warmed up to them, but I'll try a couple more here and there as well. What about you guys? Are you guys on board with seltzer? Are you not on board with seltzer? If you're listening to this and you can leave a comment. Let me know. Shoot me a message if you want. RodJBeerGuy@gmail.com. I'm wondering how many people are beer drinkers that have now started to accept seltzer more to their life. Just a little bit more into the life. Goose Island. We all know Goose Island. We all know Bourbon County. We know that's Black Friday when it comes out. We all seem to enjoy it. You know, if you're, I don't say you're going to be a hardcore craft person, but if you're any type of craft beer person, you know about the Goose Island Bourbon County series most likely. Well, out of their Bourbon County, I believe it's out of that part of Goose Island, they're teaming up with Sheetz. And Sheetz, if you're not familiar with them, they're kind of like a 7-Eleven or, I don't know, whatever your convenience store may be. 7-Eleven is probably New Jersey. We had a place called Wawa, something like that. Maristop in here in the Ohio, Kentucky area. There's different little stores, different things you call them, right? Little gas station, maybe. Hot dogs, beer, snacks. You know, your little snack convenience type store. Well, Sheetz operates mainly in the Northeast, but they are actually working to create, or about to release, I should say, a strawberry banana milkshake beer. That sounds pretty interesting. It's kind of cool that Sheetz was able to get Goose Island to team up with them on that. Sheetz is really, I believe, Pennsylvania, Ohio, might be some New Jersey. I think it might go up to like Connecticut, but it's mainly a Northeast type spot. I'm hoping that I might be able to get some like at a Jungle Gyms or somewhere around me in Cincinnati because they do go into Ohio. So we'll have to wait and see. I think the closest Sheetz I may have actually seen may have been up in Columbus, Ohio. But if they distribute, then hopefully they get down here as well. But a strawberry banana milkshake beer. I don't know if I've ever had a Goose Island milkshake beer or seen one from them. So that's got my interest peaked to see what they do for their spin on it. Going back to Michigan, Vermont Brewery, 10 Bends. Is coming to Michigan with their New England style IPAs. So that'll be a nice little play. I guess they're well known in Vermont. They got distribution now coming to Michigan. Look at Michigan scoring twice tonight on getting the beers coming their way. But you're going to get one of their New England style IPAs or a few of their New England style IPAs. And being from the New England area, I'm thinking they should be pretty solid. So that's something good to also look out for that you'll have a chance to actually enjoy as well. Shafley, they're actually out of Missouri, out of St. Louis. They just announced they will be holding a beer festival here in September. So it's nice to see some of the beer festivals are starting to come back. We're starting to get more things happening. Hopefully, as we come out of the COVID era or whatever you want to call it. But they're going to be having that take place. And then later this year, Untappd will be holding their beer festival back on in San Diego or San Diego. So that'd be kind of a cool one to go to. I heard good things about Untappd before the COVID thing when they had a beer festival. So lots of good beers I'm sure you'll find there. If you are out in that San Diego area, I think the one in San Diego I saw might be like $70 a ticket. I don't know how long that's for here. When we do our beer festivals, they're usually about 3 to 4 hours, which is probably smart because if you're at a beer festival too long, it gets messy, it gets crazy, and it gets pretty rambunctious. So probably about a 4-hour session or something. And if you guys are out there on the West Coast, make sure to pay attention to that. And I'm seeing other places starting to pop up with some of their beer festivals. Fingers crossed, I'm hoping here in Cincinnati, we do have our October festival back in play here in September, which we have usually the second biggest Oktoberfest in the world behind Munich. Munich, I believe, has already been pushed off to next year. So if we have it this year, we'll have the biggest, most likely, in the country. So hopefully, knock on wood, we'll end up getting back the Oktoberfest, which is always some good beers. And we get the breweries coming over from Germany, which is cool because Cincinnati, how it had been settled, had a lot of German immigrants. So there's definitely a nice tie here. In fact, Hofbräuhaus, we had the first Hofbräuhaus in the country in Cincinnati because the family that set it up here goes back to where they had it in Germany. So just a little cool trivia there. If you're up in Boston, Jack's Abbey will be opening up a pop-up beer garden. So if you never had Jack's Abbey's beers, they do lagers. Some of the nicest lagers I've had from one brewery. Check them out. They do some really good stuff. If you happen to see Jack's Abbey on your shelves, highly recommend it, especially if you are a lager fan. Some good things for sure. We also have a couple new beers that are out that I'm kind of looking forward to trying to check. One is from the East Coast. Flying Dog has their saltwater taffy beer that is just released. For me, growing up in New Jersey, going to the shore, Atlantic City in the summers, you would get saltwater taffy down there at the beach, and I've got a soft spot for the taffy, so I'm kind of interested to see how Flying Dog did with the saltwater taffy. Would definitely want to take a look at that beer, and hopefully I'll be able to pick it up because I do get Flying Dog here for distribution. Then one of my local breweries, Sonder Brewing, they teamed up with an ice cream parlor to do a blue ice cream ale. They do some great things here out of the Mason area in Ohio as well. 7.6% ABV on that one. So may have to be a little bit careful because they'll sneak up with you with those ABVs as they rise up. But I'm looking forward to seeing how they pull that off. You know, as we get into these hotter months, it's kind of nice having some of these type of beers, the ice cream ale or the taffy beer or the milkshake beers. Hopefully can add a little bit more of a soothiness and help to affect that heat so you're not drinking like some bigger beer that may throw you off a little bit. Now for me, I will drink stouts all year round, so stouts don't usually throw me off. I know some people like stouts more in the colder months, but there are some beer styles you kind of tend to shy away from, especially if it's hot. Like, I'm not going to drink a stout middle of a hot day. I may drink it in the evening, but having something like this might be nice. Or maybe a nice cream ale. I bet some breweries are coming out with some more of the cream ales around this time of the year too. And then outside of that, you know, we're approaching, like I said, Memorial Day weekend. We'll have that in a few days. Just thought I'd share some different styles you might want to consider if you're going to be out there grilling and it's hot, or you got a lot of outdoor activities, you want to stay cool. You might want to think about, obviously, lagers, right? Some of the pilsners, the Vienna Pilsner, the Czech Pilsner, something light, crisp, refreshing. Those are good ones to have if you're going to be around heat. You also have some other things over on the ale side. You know, if you do like that little sour bite, a Goza is a nice refreshing style you can also have. A Kolsch is also very nice that you can actually enjoy as well, especially if you're going to be grilling and you want some of that, again, crisp, fresh, crisp, refreshing feel, a little bit of a clean type beer, a little bit of a floral type beer. Yeah, that's something you can pick up. Golden Ales are another one. Golden Ales are a great one for people that are macro drinkers that are trying to get into craft. A nice crossover beer, but that's kind of got some nice quality to it as well. So consider your beer choices if you're out there grilling. so that you can really stay out there and enjoy. You don't get too bogged down. You don't have any type of beer weighing on you too much. Keep it nice and light as you can. And hopefully you guys have a great Memorial Day. You get a chance to really enjoy it. Kick back. Have some good food. Or maybe you're on vacation. See some great sights. Whatever it is, take some time for yourself. Have some fun. And I will look forward to catching up with you guys next time. Remember, there's always time. Get your beer on. Cheers, everybody. Y'all have a great end of the week, great weekend, and great holiday.